Yes, it certainly has. It's a huge effect here. Another big thing that's a great effect is the healthcare programs with the Obamacare going national and, of course, in our state. Now, what would you plan to do healthcare-wise in New Hampshire?
Well, Obamacare has failed. There's no question about that. So the inexpensive healthcare exchanges that we were promised don't exist. In fact, they're about twice as expensive as anyone had originally predicted. The idea that everyone is going to be insured is a fallacy. Have 7 or 8% of our population that still has no insurance. So it has failed, and the net result is higher costs for everyone, whether you're on the public plan or whether you're part of a private plan. You know, we've created a state where we used to have, boy, almost a dozen healthcare providers on the private side, insurance providers. We have about 2 or 3 right now. That's it. We've de-incentivized private plans from coming in. Pushing everyone to the public plan, how can we expect to get our health care costs down, which are some of the highest in the country, even though we're the healthiest state, by the way? I mean, does that make sense to anyone? And where have the governors been attacking this crisis and saying, how can we be the healthiest state with the highest insurance rate? Well, the reason is because we de-incentivize competition from coming in. I'm going to be a governor that creates, breaks down those regulations, breaks down those barriers, gets more private companies in here that creates competition and it lowers prices. I speak to this as someone who is constantly battling with high cost of healthcare in his business. I always try to make sure my employees have the best healthcare plan that we could possibly get them. But it gets more and more challenging every year as these costs rise. You have to have a governor that has the experience, that's on the front lines of these issues, we're making the best decisions for our people.
If and or when you do win the Republican nomination, how would you plan on beating your Democratic opponent?
Well, no matter who comes out on the Democrat side, I know most people don't even know any of them, but the contrast will be stark. There's no doubt about it. You know, I mean, you have some of the folks on the other side, on the Democrat side. They talk about the giant train to Manchester. They talk about only about solar power. And again, I'm an environmental engineer. I believe in solar power and good renewable projects. They're talking about issues that I don't think are the key ones for us. We need to get our economy going again. We need to provide real choice in education. We need to let teachers do what they do best. We need to empower them. And we need to start fighting this opioid crisis. Those are the issues I've been talking about since day one. The Democrats are talking about their left-wing liberal agenda. They've tied themselves to Hillary Clinton. They're absolute failed policies. If we want to keep going down the same path, kicking that can down the road year after year, then by all means, the Democrats are a lovely choice. But if you want to start doing things the New Hampshire way, start getting some individualized attention back into the programs that matter, instead of having a governor that truly understands how policy is impacting people's lives, making the best choices for the folks in New Hampshire, that's what I'm going to bring to the table. And I think it's going to be a stark contrast come the general election.
Now, you brought up Hillary Clinton. Do you support the Republican presidential candidate?
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with me, and I look forward to talking with you at the end of the primaries.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good day.